Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
I want to read this out to you, right? And it was actually on Mumsnet today. Mumsnet is one of those sites where loads of mammies all type and ask questions to each other. Is it normal for this to happen? And all that kind of stuff. But in any case, this is an interesting story. My partner is my absolute world. The person who I never thought existed. He really is perfect for me in every way. And the love and the connection I have with him is incredible. He was my first ever love. And honestly, I love him even more. It's literally only getting better and better, right? We have established they love each other. Or she loves him anyway. We, of course, spoke about children very early. We started off as just friends. And we both agreed children would be nice, but no time soon. We were both 20 at the time. Pardon me. We've enjoyed our life together for 10 years. And we both said back when we were 20 that we wanted to do everything as a couple before ever bringing children into this world. And honestly, that's exactly what we have done. I recently brought up children. And he said he had been thinking about it too. And he said he doesn't feel he wants to have any children right now. And admits he doesn't know if it'll change. He says he really does like children. We have lots of children in our extended family. But thinks that he's not quite sure if he wants to be a dad of his own yet. I get what he's saying. We enjoy so much together. We still enjoy being lazy on a Saturday and spending a day catching up on TV on Sundays with shows and films. We have a hobby we both love to do as well, and he thinks bringing children will absolutely mean that they will have to come first before any of that. And he isn't quite sure if that's what he wants to do in his life and that's what will make him happiest. I always did want children, but I honestly think I have to think about what I have here and now. And I just can't let him go for a child that doesn't exist yet. The thing is, I told my mother and she started crying, telling me it's a wrong decision and that he's being selfish and really basically knocking him and making him out like he is wrong and that this relationship will no longer last in the future. I will regret never going with someone else to have children. So basically what she's saying is that she has decided now she wants children, like most women, you know, at some point in their life. A lot of women will say, you know, I'm not particularly, well, you know, Helena.
Yes?
If I said to you, like you and Rory. Yeah. Okay, sorry to bring us back to you and Rory and having sex again. But you know, do you ever discuss like, would you like to have children?
Yeah, we've discussed it, yeah.
Okay, but you're not kind of trying for it right now.
Oh, absolutely, no.
All right, now what would you do in the future, you know, if you said, okay, Rory, let's go, and you stopped taking your pill or whatever contraceptive you're using or whatever you're doing, right? And you said, let's go for it. And Rory went, oh, I don't know, Helena, I don't think I really want children.
I hope we never come to that situation. But look, it's a hard one. It depends on how much you really want kids. Because if you're in a relationship where everything is rosy in the garden, everything's perfect, you're soulmates, you're perfect for each other, and then you break up over a child that you don't have yet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's kind of a difficult one. I hope I never get to that situation. I don't think I ever will, because to be honest with you, Rory definitely wants children, so it's fine.
I know, yeah, but you and Rory, but you think that could be a make or break thing for a couple, couldn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. I think for women, and feminists probably going to hate me for saying this, but it's a maternal thing to want to be
a... Well, it is a maternal instinct, and anybody who says otherwise is mental.
Yeah, like it is a maternal instinct, and I think every woman... Well, not every. Not
well, well, Maria. I mean, Maria is a bit younger than you. If you don't mind me asking you, Maria, would you like to have children at some point in your life? And by the way, I have to be obviously very conscious of the fact and sensitive of the fact that sometimes women can't have children, and I understand that. But would you like to have children?
Yeah, I thought this topic was really interesting because I'm not very pushed on having children. I know I'm only 24, but I mean, my friends are like really broody now, really want to like get married, have their kids.
Mm-hmm. And they're going, ah, every time they see a child, yeah.
Yeah. And whereas I'm like,
love. No, I'm like, that's too much hassle.
Yeah, and so myself, my boyfriend, we're not really too pushed. We're more like, let's travel for as long as we can, do whatever we can.
But that's likely to change as you get older, right? Because I was the same. When I was your age, children was the last thing on my mind, right?
Yeah.
When I got to about 30, I kind of started thinking, oh, I'd like children, yeah. Okay. So what happens when you get to, say, 30, yeah, and you and your boyfriend turns and says, well, no, I don't want kids. Could that be a make or break? Is it a deal breaker?
Oh, no, it is 100% a deal breaker.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really hard. Like, if one of us want kids and the other doesn't.
Yeah, because it's a big thing, isn't it?
It's a huge thing. What are you supposed to do? Are you just going to, like, think about that for the next 15 years?
And then regret when you get to 60?
Yeah.
All right, okay. Yeah. All right, okay. For both Helena and Maria, it seems to be a bit of a deal breaker. for this woman who seems to be in such a loving relationship, is her mother right? Is the boyfriend, you know, they're now together a long time, is he being selfish, essentially, by not wanting children? I want you to put yourself in that situation. If your partner told you they didn't want children, would you stay with them? Or would you just go and say, well, okay, well, look, we'll go our separate ways because I want kids. Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. Bernie, you're on Classic Kids. Hi, Bernie.
Hi, how are you? Grand, well, thank you. How are you?
Good, Bernie. Children are a big part of life, particularly for women. And that's not a sexist thing to say, but they are particularly for women a big part of life. Now, don't get me wrong. We all want to be fathers too. But for women, it's a very important thing sometimes. Is it a deal breaker?
For me personally, I would take it as a deal breaker. I'd be devastated if I couldn't have children because my partner didn't want them. If it happened by, you know...
by choice.
Yeah, by choice. But, I mean, I had my children very young. I was 23 and I had my first one. So, you know, I had four and, you know, there was never an issue. I never even thought about it, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. But was it a conscious decision to have children when you have them? Like, you know, were you using, if you don't mind me asking your parents a question, were you using contraception and then suddenly say, right, let's go, let's have children?
No, I wasn't. I wasn't using any contraception. I was using the church's safe method.
All right, okay. we used to call that years ago the kamikaze method.
Yeah.
Right.
Not method.
Yeah. So,
but, when it happened, I mean, I actually went to visit somebody. She had a baby when we got married the same time. And she just had her baby. I came home and I went, I think I want one of them. And I didn't even think about it.
I think I want one of them. Let's go up and practice. Yeah.
And it worked.
And it worked. But yeah. I mean, but if your partner had said to you at the time, oh, God, Bernie, I don't know. I don't know if I'm ready for kids. I don't really want children. You know, sorry, I'm using the condoms here. You know, I don't want children.
And I have to respect that. And, you know, obviously it's something that you have to sit down as a couple and discuss. And it's a very big part of a relationship, to be honest. You know, as you go on and see, you get into your 30s and you get comfortable. Like I know for a couple that are, they're both in their 30s now and they've been married 5 or 6 years and they were waiting to buy their home. And the more they go down the road, the less they're talking about wanting children. You know, they're not really that pushed anymore because they have, you know, their holidays away, their lives are beginning to pan out and they have enough with other people's children in their lives and they really feel now maybe they're not really interested.
I read an article there recently by a woman who decided not to have children. And she was pretty carefree. She had lots of boyfriends. She enjoyed her life. And she's now 56 or 57. And she said it's her biggest regret that she didn't have children.
I have a sister like that as well also. And she's 59. And she really, really regrets not having... She never had a true relationship with anybody. And she's now on her own. She has nieces and nephews, of course. And then I have a brother who's 51 and is only now becoming a father in a couple of months' time.
Right.
And he's going to be 70 when that child is 71.
It's a bit late, isn't it? Yeah.
It is very late, but I don't know if they had issues I would never discuss. You know, again, sex in Ireland is a very...
We'll be talking about that later on too, why we don't talk about sex. Maybe we should talk about it a bit more. But it is something you talk about. And this in this Mumsnet kind of paragraph that she put up, she clearly said that they did talk about it when they were in their 20s when they met. And they both agreed that it was, you know, too soon, not yet. Let's leave it for a good few years. And now the subject has been brought up again. And he's still saying, oh, well, I really don't want to be a dad yet. But she really wants to be a mother. And her mother is telling her basically that he's being selfish.
To be honest, I wouldn't listen to my mom at 30, in my 30s. I would go and try and still continue with the relationship for another little bit and see if he, you know, maybe he will change his mind in 6 months. I mean, you know, you don't know. I mean,
but you don't want to bully him into it either, you
know?
No,
you don't. But I mean, I do see, you know, but women's biological clocks can be ticking and you're getting into a panic and your friends are all have kids. They're 3 and 4 now and she's probably thinking, geez, am I ever going to have one?
Yeah.
And, maybe just needs to just put it on hold for a little while longer. Like in your 30s, you can still kind of, you know, have a chance to have a child.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, right up to the age of 40 or so, yeah.
Exactly. And so it's never say never, but I do see where her mom would be upset for her daughter when her daughter is willing to have
one. I suppose mums want to be grandmothers too, you know what I mean? And maybe, I mean, a lot of mums are, when their daughters get married, well, any luck, any sign of anything happening there, any movement?
Yeah, like, yeah. I don't know, we're awful for pushing. Is there any chance that, you know, am I going to be a granny this month?
Yeah, and don't get me wrong, I'm very mindful of the fact that there are women listening tonight who maybe can't have children and who are trying desperately with IVF treatment and stuff like that as well.
Exactly, so and like I respect them that they have, you know, that's a very personal thing and I don't want to be running down. But again,
I did have a guy on the air about 6 months ago and he was with a girl and he was leaving her because she couldn't have children.
No, that's awful.
I know. I know. It'd be different if she didn't want to have children. I could kind of understand. But she couldn't have children.
I know. I met a lovely lady today, actually, and she couldn't have. She had a couple of ectopic pregnancies or whatever, and she adopted two children. She said the most beautiful gift she ever got was these two beautiful children she adopted, and they were the happiest she's ever been. She could never have children herself.
Yeah.
So it was a gift, you know, to her, an absolute gift, you know, and I don't understand how that...
I'm all for adoption, Bernie. I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for adoption.
Oh, I completely understand, yeah. I mean, I think it's an amazing gift, you know, for family to receive a child, and this woman's eyes lit. Her face beamed with happiness to be allowed to adopt children. She just loves it, you know, and I would be... I think it's a real privilege to be able to adopt something, baby, if you can't.
It's sad, but we don't have that many adoptions in Ireland. I think there was only 14 last year. We don't have many Irish children up for adoption because, of course, the state provides and supports, you know, single mums now, comparison to, say, 40 years ago. We don't have the opportunity to be in that situation. There's a lot of kids in foster care, all right, but there's very few adoptions actually happening.
And I know, and they do, the people who take in children who are fostered are doing an amazing job with it. They do, you know, they really do their best with these children and try and really bring them along. I think it's an amazing system to be in.
Okay, however, well, hang on for a second.
The mother might be putting a lot of pressure on the daughter and she might feel, you know...
Yeah, I think so. I think the mother is putting a bit of pressure on her.
You know, you have to be an adult about it, and, you know, you're with this partner, you love them dearly, and, you know, maybe it can be revisited in 8 months' time or a year's time. That would be my personal thought now on it.
I mean, I'm looking at the message again, and she says, the thing is, she said, I told my mum, and then she started crying. So you can see the kind of pressure her mother is putting her, I suppose, making it more important than it maybe actually is.
Yeah, and like, she is an adult. This 30-year-old girl is an adult, and she is with this partner, and she loves them dearly, and they've been on holidays, and, you know... I mean, personally, I would like to have a child starting in, you know, mid-30s. So, you know,
Finished now, Bernie?
Well, I'm 60 in 21 days. So
You're well finished, Bernie. The biological clock has ticked away. Well, stay there for a second because Peter are on Classic Kids. How you doing, Peter?
Are you well? How are you doing now?
Good, Peter. I mean, is it a deal breaker if, you know, your partner doesn't want to have children and you do? Is that a deal breaker?
I mean, you've got to be making sure before you spend 10 years together and then find out still that they don't want to have kids.
This couple, they did talk about it 10 years ago when they met in their 20s, and both of them agreed that, we'll have children, but not anytime soon. And then, you know, 10 years later, now she wants to have children and he's still putting it off and doesn't really want it. You know what I mean?
Well, the 10 years on, I mean, if he doesn't know at this stage where he wants kids or not, I don't know whether he's going to change his mind or not.
Well, he's 30 now, obviously, yeah.
Yeah. I've been out with a girl before now. She was a couple of years older than me when I was younger than that. And she had one child but didn't want to have any more children.
Okay, and you did?
I didn't have any.
Right, okay.
And, I wanted to have kids.
So what happened?
Oh, it ended up that we didn't stay together.
So it was a deal breaker?
Well, there was, there was a few years between us and now and that. I was younger than that. I was in my early 20s, but I wanted to have kids.
And how old is she?
She was 27.
Right, okay. Well, that's not too bad. 7 years of difference, yeah.
Well, she told me she was 27, but then a couple of years later, I found out that she was actually in her 30s.
Oh, right, okay. Jeepers. How do you lie to somebody about 4 or 5 years when you're going to marry them? But in any case, so she didn't want any more kids. She'd gone from that point, and you did. And that just caused constant problems in the relationship, did it?
Well, not constant, but there was no heated arguments that we had now. We sorted out. It was, if you want to use the word, it was very civil in that, and we just, we parted company.
Right.
So we did.
So there you go, Bernie. There's an example of a relationship that just broke up over the fact that one person wanted children, the other one didn't.
Yeah, you see, it all depends down to the person, and, you know, it does happen. Like, I have heard it happen.
I find it unusual that a woman wouldn't want children. Now, don't get me wrong, I wouldn't judge somebody who didn't want it, but I find it unusual.
I have, in my career as a nurse, I've met people who absolutely didn't want any children. They were married and they said absolutely not. They weren't going to mess up their lives with a child. And I found that hard at the time. I was, you know, nursing them, but I had to respect that was their decision.
Yeah.
and their husband themselves, and they, you know, they did the crosswords together, and they went on their holidays together, and they had their fine house and whatever, and their cars. They just didn't want anything to do with them, and they did, she didn't strike, the couple of them didn't strike me as being particularly maternal either. Now, I don't know what their past history was, whether, God love them, they'd had a traumatic childhood or whatever, and it just put them off. I don't know.
So do you think there's always a reason why somebody might want children?
Sometimes there can be reasons, you know, psychological reasons in the background that, you know, maybe they have to be discussed, and maybe the person never thinks about it too seriously. And some people are basically selfish. They don't want to be getting up in the middle of the night.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of other...
Well, I don't know whether... It's not selfish to not want to have children, is it? I mean...
Well, it depends on the people, you see, involved in the relationship. You know, I mean, if you're with someone and you know they're selfish, you're not going to really stick them for long, are you?
No, true. Yeah. Well, but stay there for a second, because Nadine, you're on Classic Kids. How are you, Nadine?
Hi, you know, how's it going?
Good. Nadine, you don't want children?
No, I've never wanted children.
Okay. And how old are you now?
I'm 37.
All right, okay, so I never had an urge, never kind of had that maternal instinct that went, oh, do you wouldn't mind? Never.
You know, I have my godchildren and my nieces and nephews, and, you know, I like to spend time with children. I don't hate children or anything like that, but it's never like...
You just want to give them back again.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're all right for a few minutes, and then you give them back. But and have you been in relationships? Are you in a relationship?
Yeah, I've been married for 10 years.
Okay, and how is your partner with that? Is he okay with that?
No, he's fine. We spoke about it kind of very early on in our relationship, and neither of us wanted children, and neither of us have changed our minds, basically.
Okay, and what do you think the reason is? What's the main reason? I know it's probably difficult to give me an answer to that question, but what is the main reason?
I know, I always think that having a child shouldn't just be something that happens. It should be something that you really want. You know what I mean? It should be something that you're really going to be committed to and, you know, give it your best. And I had a wonderful childhood. My mother is an angel. I mean, my dad was amazing. I had a brilliant childhood, you know.
Yeah.
And I just think that if a child is something that you should really, it shouldn't just happen.
You don't get a puppy by accident. You have to go out and plan it.
You really want it and plan it. And it should be, you know, a decision that you make and that you move forward and you give it your best, you know. And you commit your life to it.
And you're just not willing to commit that at the moment.
I've never felt that strongly about it. And it's, you know, like I say, it's something that you should feel strongly about. Not that you just should, oh, well, this is what everyone else is doing. Let's do it, you know?
That's the norm, yeah. I mean, but the thing about it is, my fear is, and my fear for you, Nadine, is that, and I've read a few articles in relation to women who felt the same way as you, and then they get to 50 and they go, shit. I should have had a child. You know, maybe I should have had a child. Like, maybe I've missed out on something. You know, and do you think you're missing out on anything?
I don't feel like that, Noel. I think, you know, it's kind of a case of what they call opportunity cost. You know, whatever you pick, there's always going to be an option that you don't pick, if you know what I mean.
Yeah,
And I think, you know, I would never... I see a lot of people, and you know, that have children... And maybe actually shouldn't have had. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I would agree with you. They kind of look after them, yeah.
And I'd rather, you know, and then, like, you end up making someone else pay for a decision that you didn't really want or a life that you're not really happy with, you know?
Yeah.
So I think, I could feel that way, but at the end of the day, you know, I've made my decision. I've stuck with it. You know, there's pros and cons to everything. And if you make a decision, you have to live with the consequences. You know what I mean?
And what about this woman who wrote the letter in Mumsnet? So 10 years together, they originally decided they weren't going to have kids yet because they thought they were both too young and they wanted to enjoy life and have their Saturday afternoons and watch their box sets and everything else. But now she kind of wants to have a baby and he still has the same attitude of, oh, well, I'm not really ready to be a father yet. You know, is that kind of selfish for him to kind of go back on that? Because maybe he led her to believe at some point that in the future they would.
I don't know, if he's being honest, and maybe, like, you know, you can change your mind, but at least he's being honest now, you know what I mean, not waiting 20 years down the line when maybe she can't have children anymore, and then kind of divulging, you know, that he was never going to have children. So it's best that he be honest now, and then she can make the decision either to stay with him if she feels that, you know, he's more important than her wish to have a child, or she can leave him and continue and have that child.
What would you advise, if that was your friend, what would you say to her?
I'd say, like, she'd have to, you know, seriously have a sit down and a think. You know what I mean? Like, which is more important? Either the relationship that you have now with the person that you spent 10 years with, or your wish to have a child. And can you, you know, can you live without resentment? Because I think nothing erodes a relationship quicker than resentment.
I mean, let me just flip that around in reverse, and let's just say that your partner said to you tomorrow, you know what, Nadine, I think I'd really like to have a son or a daughter, and, you know, kind of put a bit of pressure on you. Could that upset your relationship? Could that rock your relationship?
Yeah, I think it would.
Yeah. So you wouldn't like to be bullied into doing it?
No, and it should never be pressured from an outside source to have a child, because having a child is like your commitment completely, and you give your life to that child. That child becomes more important than you and everything, you know, anything else. Any other commitment is not more important than a child, and that's the commitment that you take as being a parent. But, if he had to turn around to me and say that, I would be very shocked.
Bernie, sorry, what are you trying to say there to Nadine?
I just think there should be no pressure on either party to have a baby either, I suppose. You know, it shouldn't be a pressurised thing.
But there is pressure, isn't there, all the time? There's also external pressure from, you know, mother-in-laws and father-in-laws. And that's a very Irish thing, by the way, to have that external pressure. Even friends, you know, kind of whispers and gossips and...
Yeah, I feel that both people should be part of it. Like, it's an equal decision.
I mean, I don't know, because as a woman, both you would know better than I would. You know, is there an expectation on women to reproduce, to have children? Is there some sort of kind of unwritten expectation that you kind of must have children? Is that an expectation that you feel as a woman?
Well, it's an historical thing, I think, yes.
Historical. Sorry, Nadine.
No, I would definitely say not from my parents. My mom has been great. She's always said to me, you know, you make your decisions and you live with the choices that you make. She's never put pressure on me to have a child. But I have had pressure from, like you say, from outside sources that would say, you know, that you're like, you haven't fulfilled your biological imperative.
Oh, right. Okay.
You don't have a child.
You're not a complete woman yet.
Woman, or that you're selfish, like you say. Now,
that's a common one. You're selfish. Yeah, I've heard that before.
You don't want then to not have a child. You know what I mean? That's much more selfish. So yeah, you do feel pressure, or that somehow you haven't, like you say, you haven't, you know, fulfilled all your sort of meaning of life. You don't know what life really means.
Well, I mean, I don't believe there is a meaning to life, but I mean, I do believe that women obviously biologically created different to men for a reason, which, I mean, a woman's body is completely created around the fact that she has a womb, including her hips, including everything that goes along with biologically with her body. So having a baby, I suppose, is a huge part of a woman's life, but it doesn't necessarily mean you have to have one.
I think it can be a huge part of a woman's life if that's her decision.
By the way, I'm not suggesting, by the way, before women start giving out and thinking I'm a sexist pig, I'm not suggesting that women are just incubators.
No. But I mean, I do personally, I loved being pregnant. I loved the fact of being a mother. I absolutely, you know, I think it's a great gift for me personally. That's my choice and my thought.
Mm-hmm.
I love, and then the fact that my grandparent, you know, it doubled up. I really loved it. I never put pressure on any of my kids to have kids or anything like that.
Yeah.
It just happened. But I do feel that as a woman, I felt that it was for me, it was the greatest thing to be able to do it. I thought it was a miracle for me, you know, to have.
Because I know you mentioned you were a nurse, Bernie, at one stage. Did you say that?
Yeah.
What's the law in this country as far as sterilisation is concerned? Do you have to be 30? Is it?
I'm not sure about that law now, because I was general nurse. I didn't go into the maternity section, but I don't know if you can be sterilised at a certain age. I'm not sure. I think there has to be a reason behind it.
Oh, does it? You just can't go in and choose like a man can, so to speak.
Now, I could be proven wrong, but I don't think you can. I don't think you can ask for sterilisation, as far as I'm aware.
Right, okay. I might get Helena just to check that, just say.
Yeah, I'd love to say check, because I'm not sure, but I know you say people after having children, they do take that option sometimes, you know, instead of vasectomies, women do
have the tubes removed, yeah.
But I don't know if you have to have had children before they allow you to have it done, or can you have it done as a childless woman? I'm not sure about that history.
Yeah, I do remember somebody telling me once, I think there is an age limit to it, that you must be 30. I'm not meaning to be personal to you, Nadine, but is that something you ever thought about, if you're that adamant that you don't ever want children, that you would have a permanent contraception like being sterilised?
Yeah, but that, not for myself, because obviously that's a much more serious procedure for a woman.
Yeah.
But for my husband, yeah.
Okay, all right, okay, so he's got that done, has he?
Not yet, but we are.
You're planning on doing it. Yeah, because that's, well, that's even pretty permanent, to be honest with you, because I know they can reverse it, but it's not very successful. You know, I mean, it's still still not very successful when they reverse it. So it is a decision when you do make it that you have to be 100% sure that's really what you want. But
yeah, and it is more common now. In the 90s, when my ex-husband had it done, he had a vasectomy, you know, he got his two ice packs, I just sent him up to Clane and he had it done.
Jeez, the thoughts, you know,
I know.
I was going to get it done many years ago, but then I just didn't need to. But I was going to get it done, and the very thoughts of it. A friend of mine got it done, and something went wrong. I don't know what went wrong. And he got an infection, and his testicles were like grapefruits, I swear to God. And he was walking like John Wayne for about 4 weeks. I think that put me off it for life.
You know what? Because my ex-husband then went on to have one of his testicles removed.
Oh, stop. Right, I'm definitely not getting that done, so... Okay, well, hang on for a second, because Maria, you've been listening to Nadine there talking about the fact that she does. Is it Nadine or Nadine?
How do you?
Nadine. All right, okay. It's very Irish to say nah, because we put the father on it. Okay, so it's Nadine. All right, okay. Okay, so let me go to. Sorry, what, that was Maria in the background. Are you slagging me, Helena? We do put a father on Nate. Sorry, Helena's arguing with me now over to my ear. Well, in Ireland, we say Nadine. Yeah.
I don't mind. Either way, it's fine, you know. Call me what you like, Niall. Just call me.
All right, okay. let me go to Maria. Maria, you're on Classic Hits.
Hello. How are you, my dear?
Hello, Maria from Italy. How are you? Bit of a goozy. A bit of pasta for the day. Sorry, that's a bit racist, really, isn't it?
Very racist. I'm discriminated.
Yeah. Well, how's my beautiful Italian woman today?
Today.
Maria, would you leave somebody if they didn't? I know you have you have a son, haven't you?
I have a son, yes.
Yes,
he's
okay.
He's almost 23, and the question is, would I leave a man if he doesn't want to have kids? Well, it depends, you know. It's just a temporary situation with this man. I don't care about having kids. Mm. But if he's my husband or the person I'm sharing the life with, what is the purpose to be with the person if you don't want to grow a family, if you have the right age to do such a thing, you know?
Mm. So, well, Nadine doesn't want to have children, and she feels there's a purpose in her life. It's just a different purpose to yours.